Nehemiah chapter 4. But it came to pass, that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was angry, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brothers and the army of Samaria, and said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox goes up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, because we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And do not cover their sin, and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you, because they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall. And all the wall was joined together to half its height, because the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass, that when Sanballat, and Tobiah, and the Arabians, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and to fight against Jerusalem, and to hinder it. Nevertheless we made our prayer to our God, and set a watch against them day and night, because of them. And Judah said, The strength of those who carry burdens has decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, They shall not know, neither see, until we come in the midst among them, and kill them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, that when the Jews who lived by them came, they said to us 10 times, From all places where you shall return to us they will be upon you. Therefore I set in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and rose up, and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and terrible, and fight for your brothers, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and God had brought their counsel to nothing, that we all returned to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, that the half of my servants did the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the armor, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Those who built on the wall, and those who carried burdens, with those who lifted the materials, everyone with one of his hands did the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. Because the builders, everyone had his sword fastened by his side, and so built. And he who sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. Therefore in whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, come there to us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning until the stars appeared. Likewise at the same time I said to the people, Let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and labor in the day. So neither I, nor my brothers, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard who followed me, none of us put off our clothes, except every one put them off for washing.